There are two levels how I serve Hashem. One level is with love, and one level is with fear. Our sages explain that if I do tshuva from love, then my sins will transform into merits. If I do tshuva from fear, then my sins will be transformed from deliberately to by mistake. It's a very big difference between bezadon, or bemezid, or beshgaga, beshogeg. Very big difference if you desecrate Shabbat deliberately or if you desecrate Shabbat by mistake, or any other sin. So our sages say, if you do tshuva from fear, then you just transform your sins from deliberately to by mistake, which is a huge difference. And if you do tshuva from love, then you transform your fear, your sins from sins to merits. But I have to first start with fear. That's why we see with Avraham Avinu that he had to serve Hashem with both levels. The fact that he took his son to be slaughtered, that's serving Hashem from love, because he didn't ask any questions. The fact that he didn't do anything, then that's from fear. Why?
What do you mean didn't do anything?
He didn't slaughter Yitzchak at the end.
That's because he was told
that. That's fear. He listened. He could have said to the angel, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. I was giving an order. I'm slaughtering. I'm doing the mitzvah all the way to the end. The angel came and says, whoa, 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 Avram, hold that thought. No need to kill anybody today. So the fact that he had fear of Hashem, so he stopped himself from doing the actual act. Because originally, he did the act with a lot of love. Hashem says, listen, if you have to look at the text. First, Hashem told him, go slaughter your son. To stop slaughtering the son was an angel. Malach Hashem. So Avraham Avinu could have said, I'm sorry to tell you, Mr. Angel, I got an order from Hashem, and I'm doing the mitzvah. And he did that with love and excitement. He took Yitzchak without asking any questions. But he says, nevertheless, he says that in the beginning, the fact that he just went to do the mitzvah without asking any question, that's showing love to Hashem and excitement. And the fact that when it came to do the actual mitzvah, and the angel told him to stop, the fact that he actually stopped and didn't do anything, that's coming from the side that Avraham Avinu knew how to balance it, and that came from Yir'ah and not from Ahava. Because one can argue and say Avraham Avinu already got excited, he already got hyped up, that's it, I'm doing a mitzvah, Hashem told me. And can be an argument here that he says, listen, Hashem told me directly, even though, like you said, your observation, Elohim told him, and Yudke Vavke was sending the angel, but Avraham Avinu said, I'm sorry, here Elohim told me directly, here is an angel, I don't know, maybe the angel is a, I don't know what he's trying to do. But nevertheless, the point to take from that is how Avraham Avinu served Hashem from love and from fear, because we asked before, if I know that love is going to make my sins turn into merits, why shouldn't I start right away with love? Why should I let me skip fear? The answer is, you can't skip fear. You have to have fear. That's why in Kriyat Shema, that it's teaching me how to conduct my behavior, then it tells me I have to love Hashem and I have to fear Hashem. I have to put fear on my heart. How am I going to serve Hashem without fear? It has to be both of them. But nevertheless, he's connecting it to the fact that Torah Ta'olah, that a sacrifice, it says Torah Ta'olah, because since we don't have sacrifices right now to atone for our sins, Hashem says, listen, I gave you a Yetzer Hara, I know you're going to sin, I'll give you also a way out, and you can place a sacrifice on the altar. Now that I don't have that, how do I do that? Then I do it with Torah. Torah is my atonement. Now, I can be any Torah. Sit and learn Torah 2, 3, 4 hours, that will be your atonement for your sins. Needless to say, when it comes specifically to thoughts, then Torah Ta'olah is the one that will atone for my thoughts and will clean my thoughts. Bechlal, there are three ways how to control my thoughts. One of them is to think about something else, because you can't think of two things at the same time. There's no such a thing. So if you have a bad thought right now, then right away change your thought, thinking about something completely different. That's for the easiest, the fastest solution. Or, he's giving here another, our sages say, that if you have a bad thought, recite the Torah Ta'olah. Four or five verses. It takes you 2 minutes. Not even. And the third and most important is that the more you flood your brain with Torah, then your thoughts become more pure, more holy, more elevated. That's cleaning your thoughts. If you find yourself that you have not pure thoughts or negative thoughts, it means that you don't have enough Torah in your head. So you have to bump it up. Add another half an hour a day of learning Torah. And if that doesn't work, add another half an hour Torah. Because if your mind is full of Torah, you're not going to have bad thoughts. And that's the indication. If you have bad thoughts, now the bad thoughts can be very impure thoughts, can be bad thoughts about something you want to do to somebody. And sometimes it's bad thoughts of things you want to do to yourself. Or you're upset at yourself, or you're disappointed from yourself, whatever it is. But nevertheless, any type of negative thoughts that is in your mind, meaning that the mochin is not soaked with the kedusha. And we learn that from many places, but one of the examples is that when they threw Yosef into the pit, it says that when the Shvatim, the tribe, threw Yosef, it says, Haborek en bo mayim. The pit was empty and there's no water in there. Comes a big question in Chazal. If you're telling me the pit is empty, why do you have to tell me there's no water? Of course there's no water if it's empty. Well, what's the shaila here? If you're telling me the pit is empty, I understand that if there's nothing there, there's also water, there's no water there. So our sages explain, no, when it says the borek, it's referring to my mochin, my intellect, it's empty, there's nothing there. Now, if it's empty, what am I lacking there? And mime. Mime is Torah. Mime is referring to Torah. Now, if my moach, my mind, is empty from Torah, then if there isn't going to be any Torah, it's going to be empty from Torah. But what will it be there? What was in the pit? Snakes and scorpions. Bad thoughts and evil thoughts and disgusting thoughts. So if my pit, my brain, is empty from Torah, it will have bad thoughts. So to reverse it, if I have bad thoughts, if I think bad about other people, I have the impure thoughts and so forth, then it means my Torah, my mind doesn't have enough Torah in it. So sometimes, yes, sometimes you have to maybe learn 6-7 hours a day of Torah to clean it. Doesn't mean you have to do it all your life. But I remember when I became observant, it was 2-3 years of just learning Torah all day long. Then you see, you don't see it gradually, but when you, at some point, you catch yourself and say, oh my gosh, like I'm all day long, I'm only thinking about Torah. Because when you really learn Torah, and you really immerse in Torah, then all you think about is the sugya that you're learning in Gemara. It drives you nuts. Why don't you understand that? You're sitting in the kitchen of the yeshiva. Our kitchen was in the basement of the yeshiva. And you're during the breakfast, lunch, all the boys would be sitting and, you know, making fun, talking, singing. I was always sitting in the corner. First of all, I didn't like really mingling. I was also much older than the more majority of the students. But I liked being by myself, leave me alone. And I would sit and I would find myself eating and thinking of the sugya that I'm learning. Why did he say that? I don't understand why he said this. It would drive me nuts. Sometimes in the beginning, you don't understand what you're learning. So, and then I really found myself at times thinking of what I'm learning. And I was like, this is amazing. Instead of thinking of junk and nonsense, I'm thinking of what I was learning. So that's when you know that the Torah is really kicking in. So that's our indication. You have impure thoughts, you should know, okay, I'm not learning enough Torah. Sin, learn Torah. Zad Hashem should merit the met to have all the time pure thoughts, clean thoughts, should always have tahara and kedusha in our body and in our...